Next item on the agenda is William Kirby and Stephen Wan be taken together, I presume?
Yeah, I'll explain that in just a second.
Yes, sir, but they are to be taken together. 2051, 2087. Gotcha. I just want to keep your head up.
I appreciate it.
Yep. Absolutely.
This is a public hearing for William H. Mm-hmm. Kirby and Stephen Wan for Oyster Planting Ground in the Northwest Branch of Severn River in Gloucester County. The reason we bundle these together is portions of Mr. Wan's application overlap Mr. Kirby's. Mr. Kirby's was received first. Mr. Wan applied and protested Mr. Kirby's. And based on my recommendation at the end, if you accept staff's recommendation, then no further action will be required on Mr. Wan. Even if you don't accept my recommendation, it depends a little bit on what you do. Mr. Wan's application might be moot as well, but you'll understand that, hopefully, as I go through the process.
Are these neighbors, friends?
They're direct neighbors to each other on the Northwest Branch.
And everything has been done? But
friends, but...
Okay, but everything has been done, to best of your knowledge, for them to get together and try to work this out?
I'll explain that.
Thank you, sir. They can always do it better than we can at times.
As you'll note, these applications are from 2000. Not a typo.
That would be a hint.
There's a lot of issues that happened related to this, some of which were not related to the oyster ground, that delayed action on the oyster ground application. But that oyster ground application was really one of the first things that occurred. There were some joint permit application issues related to Mr. Wan and a pier and some breakwaters that caused other actions to be taken, and we kind of suspended action on the oyster ground leases until those legal issues were worked out, which is part of the delay. And then I've been attempting for well over a year or two to work the issue out with the two applicants. Unfortunately, we did not come to that resolution. So, this is in Gloucester County, Northwest Branch of the Severn River. This is one of our oyster ground maps. As you can see, there are extensive leases in this area and public ground. The original application of Mr. Kirby is shown here in the hatched area, 7 acres plus or minus. Within a couple months of receiving that, we did receive an application from Mr. Wan for a 3-acre portion in front of his property, partially overlaps, entirely overlaps part of Kirby's application. This is my attempt to kind of show the entire area here that Kirby applied for, and then the approximate area that Wan applied for. To go through the timeline, we did get the original application from Kirby in August 8th of 2000. He requested 7 acres. He also indicated on his use plan that he was going to use this lease for commercial oyster and clam aquaculture, and that he might eventually use both cages and floats. He further indicated his desire to help with bay preservation and to help get others involved with aquaculture operations. In November of that year, we received a letter of protest from Mr. Stephen Wan, his neighbor to the south. In a subsequent letter of November 27th, Mr. Wan explained his objections, stating that his intention was to construct a residence and a private pier on his upland parcel and in the immediate waters adjacent, and his desire to also grow oysters on his adjacent property, and indicated he would like to lease approximately 3 acres of oyster ground in front of his property, and he submitted an application for the same. Staff, my predecessor, Mr. Jerry Showalter, did meet with Kirby and Wan back in 2002 and confirmed that a riparian apportionment was being conducted in relation to a dispute over the actual private pier location of Mr. Wan. We explained to both applicants that the oyster ground leases, any further action on them would be suspended until such time as the apportionment was completed, which we did. In January of 2008, we received the final court order and associated riparian apportionment, which this is a portion of that map that was approved by the court. This is Mr. Wan's property. This is Mr. Kirby's property. I believe he also may own this lot as well. These were the lines established by the court defining Wan's riparian area. You may want to note this duck line. You will see that in a subsequent aerial photograph, which kind of helps orient you as to where we're talking about here. By this time, the breakwaters had been permitted by Mr. Wan and were in place, but the pier, of course, had not yet been constructed. That was the purpose of the riparian apportionment. Make this even more complicated. Because of the apportionment, some of the adjoining neighbors got involved, and Mr. Van Monfrans and Elizabeth Wilkins, and they submitted a riparian oyster ground application, which was within the area that Mr. Kirby had applied for. And pursuant to the code, we always deem that riparian applications take precedent over regular lease applications up until such time as the lease is actually assigned. Therefore, we went ahead and surveyed the Wilkins Van Monfrans application and assigned that because they take precedence over regular oyster ground applications. So that kind of settled that issue, and you'll see that in the subsequent map. This is the riparian that they obtained. We did meet with Mr. Kirby and Mr. Wan on several occasions, and conflicts arose regarding two attempts to schedule the matter for a public hearing in 2008. In December of 2008, the commission approved Mr. Wan's request to construct a pier, and that pier has now been constructed, and we don't have an aerial photography that's new enough that shows that, but it basically fits within his riparian area and comes out approximately to the line of navigation, which this is my attempt to replicate the apportioned area onto our oyster ground map. So this is Mr. Wan's apportioned riparian area by the court. In January of this year, we contacted both parties again and explained that large portions of both applications contained large areas of submerged aquatic vegetation, which you can see here. This is defined here based on a number of years of data, but this is the 2008 SAV coverage. We noted that current policy is that we do not lease areas of submerged aquatic vegetation. Therefore, the area of both applicants' applications were greatly reduced. Mr. Kirby had applied for this entire area. Mr. Wan applied for the area in front of his property. So excluding the SAV, we believe this is really the only area left that is leasable under our current policies. This was explained to Mr. Kirby and also Mr. Wan. Additionally, since the court had established the riparian boundaries of both parties, any riparian lease would have to adhere to those boundaries. We did receive from Mr. Kirby a riparian application fairly recently for this area immediately in front of his property, which we can, it doesn't matter if SAV is there, that's a by right per code. So as you can see, we did survey this riparian to the Van Monfrans and Wilkins because it's a by right. So Mr. Kirby can still execute this application and get a riparian of up to a half acre in this area. It does overlap his regular oyster ground lease, but he submitted it second. But again, riparians take precedence over applications. Mr. Wan continues to, his application is a regular lease for 3 acres. Mr. Wan's specific indications related to Mr. Kirby's application is that with his pier, which is now constructed, he also has a sailboat, and he requires some additional maneuvering area to get his sailboat to his pier. As you can see by the SAV, the depth does drop off once you get past this line. It won't support SAV beyond this. So that, you know, his argument is he needs this area to maneuver to get his sailboat in and out of the slip, and that any potential cage aquaculture or floats in that area would greatly interfere with his ability to use his pier. So he has a real navigation concern. What we suggested in meetings with both parties is that Mr. Kirby be allowed to lease this area, this dark area, which is about a half an acre, under his regular horse ground application lease. He could still get the riparian inshore, and that no lease be granted for this area. Obviously, we can't recommend leasing the SAV. This area is about 4/10 of an acre, and this area is about 1/10 of an acre. We believed we'd kind of come to an agreement that that was agreeable to both parties. Mr. Wan was certainly agreeable to that and continues, it's my belief, he's here today and represented, to not object to Mr. Kirby leasing this area, provided he still doesn't impede his navigation here. Mr. Kirby did indicate in a recent letter that he did not agree to that he still wished to lease the maximum amount of ground that he could lease based on his original application. That, I believe, is his current position. Mr. Wan has indicated that, again, this is acceptable, provided none of this area is leased to Mr. Kirby, and has further indicated that he will drop his application based on that staff recommendation. The reason I said it depends a little bit on your action is, should you grant all of this area to Mr. Kirby, that would, in effect, make Mr. Wan's application void, because now you've made the decision to lease it to Kirby, and there's nothing left for Wan to apply for, again, based on that we would not lease any of this SAV. So basically, let me summarize that in my recommendation. We did make considerable effort to resolve this issue with both parties. However, Mr. Kirby continues to request leasing an area that staff cannot support in light of the continuing concerns of Mr. Wan related to navigation in and around his pier. Excluding this area seems warranted, and staff believes the remaining area to the east of the pier is too small to constitute a viable lease. We therefore recommend leasing an area offshore Mr. Kirby's property, channelward of existing SAV beds, which contains approximately a half an acre. Staff recommends against leasing any area offshore of and to the east of Mr. Wan's private pier. We also would note that should the commission lease the recommended area to Mr. Kirby, that any placement of cages within this area would still be subject to our regulation related to on-bottom cages, which includes the following conditions. No structures may cause more than a minimal adverse effect to navigation, and that the commission can direct removal of any such structure which fails to meet the requirements and conditions of the regulation. Now, that's in the regulation. We don't put permit regulations on a lease, but should he exercise the cage, that regulation does apply. So I think the commission needs to understand that. Mr. Kirby needs to understand that if you adopt our recommendation. Again, if you accept our staff recommendation regarding the Kirby application, the half acre is shown here. Mr. Wan has agreed to withdraw his pending application, and I believe that can confirm that. If you were to lease the entire area that's available, channelward of the SAV, to Mr. Kirby, we believe that there would be no remaining area for Mr. Wan to lease, and therefore his application would just be voided. Hopefully you understand that, and I'd be happy to answer
loud and clear questions. Mr. Schick.
So you're saying that that one option is to give Mr. Kirby the full area that is channelward of the SAV with a restriction of not being able to put cages in front of Mr. Wan's property.
That is correct. We believe this area is leasable.
Right.
But we do have an objection from the property owner related to navigation to include this triangular area as well, because he'll tell you that he often brings his sailboat in.
But we could lease it with the understanding that Mr. Kirby could not put cage structures.
That is correct.
Okay.
But he could do on bottom.
So he could do on bottom there.
Right. But again, they can't restrict navigation even with on bottom shell pods.
Right.
Water depth there?
Sure, what it's shown in the apportionment. I don't believe it is. I believe this was 4 feet navigable.
Okay, that's all I need to hear. Mr. Plumley?
I think that answers my questions. Thank you.
Ms. Palmer?
Actually, it answered mine, too.
Bill Mond may be able to confirm that.
Mr. Tankard?
Is Mr. Kirby in the business of aquaculture slash seafood?
I believe.
Is Mr. Kirby present?
He is present. Okay. I think he can answer that, but I believe he's using some of this cove already for that purpose, to the north. His property abuts this. This is his house, and this is Mr. Wan's house. How extensive, I don't know.
Further questions? Right. Thank you, Ben, for the presentation.
I hope we get this done today.
Okay, let's see. In this situation, Kirby comes before Juan in alphabetical order. Mr. Kirby, would you come forward, please? Wait a second. Whose application was first?
Kirby's.
Kirby.
Mr. Kirby, good enough. Make sure. I solemnly swear testament you have to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, except God. Would you like to tell the commission, sir?
Sir,
Say
your full name for the record.
William H. Kirby. I had a whole lot of things to say here, but my guess is the commission is not going to rent the area where there's sub-aquatic vegetation to me, although I know there's a lot of places that are rented right now. And most of the grass in that area is what we used to call lettuce, real broadleaf green stuff that you, when you're hand-tonging, you can break it off, but it grows right back. So really a lot of damage. It's not like eelgrass or anything like that. If I only get what's shown, I certainly wouldn't put cages out there in front of Mr. Wong's pier, although his pier extends out, as I believe for the application, to the 7-foot mean low water mark. It's past that 4-foot line. So, and he has a trimaran that I think at most with his keels up draws about 24 foot. So even if I put cages out
24
there,
inches?
24 inches, I'm sorry. Probably wouldn't interfere with his navigation anyway. So based on what I think the commission is probably going to do, I'm not going to put cages out probably anywhere. That would be a separate application anyway and could be turned down. I guess a pile of oyster shells as long as this room, and about 10 foot wide and about 4 foot high, that I've been accumulating used in the whole area. But I can certainly put them out in that little triangle area, probably put about 3 inches of oyster shells down, maybe get a good base for growing oysters. I grew up as a waterman on the Delaware Bay, crabbing and clamming and Paul Sims and gill nets. I've never done any oysters over here. I do have a commercial license right now for Virginia. Let me see if I covered what I thought. I've never hand tonged in this lettuce grass before, but I talked to some boys that used to way back in the Delaware Bay, and they said it really didn't hurt the grass to use that particular grass. To clam in that the oyster in that area, so but my guess is you won't let me use it anyway. But I guess unless you have any other questions, I guess that's all I got.
Any questions of Mr. Kirby, my members of the commission? Ms. Palmer,
was I mistaken earlier? Did I hear you had some other leases in that cove?
No, not leases. No, matter of fact, I think. Mr. Stagg and I think Mr. Niker told me that, you know, they consider that a man-made cove. I got about 7,000 oysters in there and floats, personal use oysters and floats there. I've been growing oysters for personal use since 97 with the Tidewater Oyster Garden Association, and I was a master oyster gardener and stuff. So I've been involved with oysters for a long time, but not on a commercial basis. Which is what I wanted to try to do here.
So is that water clean or condemned in there? Do you know?
It's clean.
It's clean, sure. Good
deal. I was growing oysters down. I was living on my boat in Fort Monroe Marina, and that's condemned area.
Yes, sir, definitely so.
That's how I started doing it, but I didn't care. I wanted to try to contribute to helping clean the bay and stuff. I wasn't consuming them. So. And then, actually, I tried, I asked Mr. Juan about 2 weeks before I came made this application if he wanted to do oysters. I told him I wanted to do oysters out front, and he said he didn't want to do anything with oysters. And that's what I told the woman when I came down and saw that that whole area. She asked me if I'd talk to the other landowners. I said I'd talk to the one next to me a couple of weeks before, and he didn't want to do it. And I knew Mr. Von Franz, who has the other part, had owned it for about 5 years. He works at VIMS, so I told her I figured he didn't want to do it either if he hadn't leased it already. So she said, well, you can go ahead and apply for the whole thing. So she helped me fill it out. So, okay.
Further questions? Thank you, sir. Mr. Juan, represented or present?
Present and represented.
All right. Forward. Sir, you member of the bar?
Yes, sir.
State your name for the record, please.
I'm Ray Shield. I'm a member of the law firm of Jones, Blackman, Wilson, Kelly in Newport News, Virginia.
Good to see you, Mr. Shield.
Thank you, sir. And I represent Mr. Juan, who's sitting here and who will testify in a minute on a couple of things that I think we disagree with. First of all, the staff did a marvelous job of trying to get a meeting of the minds between these two, and it's, as you can well see from the year 2000, it simply has not worked out. It's safe to say that we, after meeting with Mr. Stagg several times, are in full support of the staff's recommendation that the small area of approximately half acre that is offshore of the existing SAV to the west of Juan's Pier is fine with us. If the commission deems it appropriate to give that to Mr. Kirby, we're fine with that. And as Mr. Stagg has said, he's correctly stated everything that he said, I believe, we would be happy to withdraw application at that point. We feel that although our pier is somewhat in that area, that there are places where we would have a very low clearance with our sailboat, and therefore we don't want 12 inches worth of cages off the bottom, which could be a matter of right if that area were leased to Mr. Kirby. That would certainly have at least some possible interference with our navigation, and we would prefer that that not occur. Other than that, I think Mr. Stagg did a great job of doing that. I would like to have Mr. Juan come up, because I believe that Mr. Kirby's statement that he asked Mr. Juan if they wanted to go in the oyster business together and Mr. Juan said no is incorrect, and that may be a question you want to hear directly from him, since I
would. Juan, come forward, please. Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Listen to the question of the counselor.
Mr. Juan, you heard a minute.
State your name for the record, please, Mr. Juan, first.
Thank you. Mr. Juan, you heard Mr. Kirby a second ago indicate that he asked you a couple of weeks before he made the application whether or not you wanted to do some oystering during the oyster business with him, and you said no.
That is incorrect.
All right. And what would be correct?
He did ask me if I wanted to, and because, as I recall, it was on the very day that we purchased the land. I may be wrong there, but it was very shortly thereafter that we each purchased our land on the same day. There was an auction. And Mr. Kirby asked me if I wanted to go into working with oysters with him, and I said, yes, I would like to, but I can't do anything at this time because I just made a great big financial commitment, and I would consider it later, but I can't do anything right now. And at that time, I also asked Mr. Kirby if he would agree to not make any decision or make any action on anything in the water or on the water that would affect my rights. What I was thinking of at that time was to get his possibly getting a lease to go oystering without me, and at that time he agreed not to do anything like that. I did not use, either he nor I used the term oyster lease, but he agreed not to do anything. It was a gentleman's agreement, and at the same time I also, this may not be relevant, I offered also offered him access to my land because I had a driveway on my land. He had nothing on his land. He did not have a driveway, and I said, you may use my driveway at that time. And we had a gentleman's agreement that he would not do anything regarding an oyster lease, and I was very surprised when I came out there one day and found the DMRC surveyors were out there surveying in front of my property when he agreed he would not do anything.
Thank you, Mr. White. Any further questions, sir?
No, sir. Not at the present time. What we will do is I will allow the first person that applied to go ahead and make some final comments, and you'll have a chance to rebut as well, and then we'll hear the matter before the commission, unless we have some opponents.
Yes, sir.
Are any opponents to this matter? Okay, Mr. Kirby, 3 minutes to rebut anything you heard, please.
Our conversation about oystering was on the 21st of July. I carry a pocket calendar and write down stuff so I know that date is right. We did do public auction in June. It was about a month later when we had the conversation. And the only thing we really talked about in there was he was talking about maybe putting a pier out, and I told him that I told him just exactly what I told you guys. We had no discussion about I agreed not to do anything with anything. We agreed to work together on restoring a bulkhead that had been destroyed. And I never asked him to go in the oyster business with me. I wouldn't want anybody in the oyster business with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know where that come from, but there you go.
Okay.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Counsel, were you or Mr. Wong speak? Whoever.
I think we obviously disagree with that statement prepared. I don't know that it needs any further rebuttal than that. I think Mr. Wong's statement is a little bit at odds with that, and we stick by our statement, sir.
Further questions of counsel, Mr. Schick. God, I'll be right back.
Is there any objections to having shell, without cage in that area? That's in that triangle there.
What? If I may.
Can you use the pointer?
Well, this right here. Not for computer, but it's good enough for me. We're perfectly happy with that. And that is the staff recommendation.
You come back before the microphone, please, so we have on record. Thank you.
We are perfectly happy with that violet or blue area going to Mr. Kirby, and that's fine with us. And we understand that if he uses that area, that he could put bottom improvements on there that extend no further than 12 inches off the bottom. We understand that's the case. But that's the extent, I think, of what we would like to give, because if he gets into the black area, then that would create problems for us, because on certain tides, we're going to be in an area where we are very close to clearance of the bottom, and so we prefer that he not have that. And, again, that's in keeping.
Even if it's just shell on bottom.
Yes, sir. But that's in keeping with the staff recommendation, and that's why we're perfectly content with it.
Mr. Plumlee?
Mr. Shield, if... If the staff recommendation went forward and that 0.5 acre was awarded to Mr. Kirby pursuant to his application, and your client, Mr. Wan, withdrew his application as a result, what prevents another party from coming forward and making application from that? Is this a request for condition that there be no oystering allowed in that vicinity? Is that?
I think if another applicant came forward, that we would have the same objection, which would be the navigability issue, the impediment to navigation based on our pier, which is, of course, where it is.
Mr. Stagg has a comment, and I think I know what the answer. Go ahead.
Well, the last time I came with a recommendation like that, y'all didn't like it, but...
that's what I was thinking, too.
Our position from staff would be that area is almost too small to consider leasing. Now, if you accept staff recommendation, you don't lease the black area, the triangle, I think someone could apply for it. I think we'd have to take the application unless the commission says this is a non-leasable area.
What's the size of that again?
We would come back, I think, independent of Mr. Wan, even now, we would just recommend it. Well, you're talking about a half acre. That triangle is about a half acre. Most people would not even want to lease that small area based on the cost, but... Which I understand, that's why Mr. Kirby wants as much as he can get. He's paid all the fees, advertising and everything.
But it's apparent Mr. Wan's not interested in oystering with this application. He's used it to block Mr. Kirby. And if he withdraws it, I'm concerned that then it opens it up unless we're asked to essentially condemn that half-acre area.
That's up to the commission. My statements still stand. I think it would be an uphill battle for staff to recommend leasing that to anyone.
How long is the pier going to go? Is it going to go through that black triangle?
Built, and it actually, Chip may help me, but I believe it did require a permit because it went beyond the line of navigation. So it comes out somewhere about, does that look about right?
That looks about right.
In the middle of that triangle.
It does come beyond that point of navigation because he could have built it up to that you know, by right without a permit, but because he wanted to extend past it after the apportionment was made, it did require a permit.
This situation reminds me of a couple of, I guess, countryisms. Number one, there's a reason you have setback rules when you go to build homes in neighborhoods. That's number one. Number two, good fences make good neighbors. That's number two. It's cutting it muddy. And then, of course, I know that there's those that have the concern about removing any area from the ability to place shellfish overboard. But I'll tell you.
You just want to maybe take the rip it out in this instance and just get done with this problem.
I'll tell you what I think, honestly. I think staff has come up with an excellent recommendation, and that's to try, if this has been going on in a common sense perspective since 2000, and we haven't been able to have a meeting of the minds at the present time, I think what could actually happen, and I may be just as wrong can be, we could go out there and try to do the best we can to try to make everybody happy, and before it's over and done with, they'll be back before us in 6 months. Because something is going to go awry. And maybe that's just the skeptic in me, but I think, not that they're my staff, but I think they've hit it right on the head with this one. And quite honestly, that small amount to set aside, nobody is going to, I mean, you can't mobilize, but for so much work in there, and before you know it, over into, those are leased properties over there as well, for all of these.
And just so, because I expected someone to ask this question, these are in SAV. As you can see, the line, you can't see it, but it continues. These predate our policy to lease where there's SAV. These are older leases.
What about the one to the top there?
That's a relatively new one there, but see, we didn't go into the SAV.
Right.
These are all older. The lower the number, the older they are. And I would mention that if the pier does, which it does, goes out to about right here, it's our policy not to lease under people's private piers either. So that further encumbers this area for a new application, except for Mr. Wong. We'd lease it to him. It's his pier. But if somebody else wanted to lease this with the pier already there, we would even now, if you granted all this to Kirby, we'd go around that pier. We would not lease under the pier to Mr. Kirby because it just doesn't make any sense. So this area is already encumbered somewhat now by a pier being built into it. I'll leave it at that.
Mr. Fox?
Where are the duck blinds?
Duck blind is right there.
Okay. So the duck blind is inshore of the pier?
Yes.
Okay.
The duck blind has been there quite some time.
Let the game department worry about that when the shooting starts.
Right. Yeah. That was mentioned at some point about the pier and the duck blind.
Whose duck blind is it?
I do not know.
Okay.
Matters before the commission. Mr. Tankard.
Move to take staff recommendation.
Is there a second?
Second.
No.
Mr. Lane, second.
Second by Mr. Lane. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, gentlemen, for a great presentation.